Hello, everybody, and welcome to episode 26 of the Big Apple Sports Media Podcast. I'm Anthony Evangelista. As always, I'm here with Kyle Keegan, and we have a very, very interesting episode, to say the least, for today. How are you feeling right now, Kyle?
Don't even ask me how I'm feeling yet. Just you talk first.
Okay.
Let's talk
first. Obviously,
we all know what I'm going to say already.
Yeah, so unless you guys have been living under a rock, unfortunately, the Giants' run for the playoffs comes up just short because Doug Peterson and the Philadelphia Eagles decided to make some questionable moves in last night's game after the Giants were able to pull ahead with the win against the Cowboys that came very close. So, you know what, before we focus on the Washington-Philadelphia game, let's go straight to Dallas, New York. What did you think of that game for the Giants? What were your emotions, in a sense?
It looked like a team that knew they were playing with their back against the wall. It looked like a team that came prepared. It looked like a team that made a lot of stupid mistakes that shouldn't be made in week 17. I'll tell you that much, but it was enough. It was closer than expected. It certainly wasn't pretty, but at about 4:30 Eastern yesterday, I was feeling pretty good.
Look, I was too. I watched the fourth quarter of the Giants Cowboys game after the Jets game ended, Jets season. We'll get into a whole Jets Giants recap, Adam Gase getting fired type thing at the end of the week.
Because we also have to talk Knicks soon too.
Exactly. So for right now, we're focusing on week 17. But you know what? That Giants game towards the end of it, it kind of seemed like the Giants were in control for the most part. That Wayne Gallman fumble that ended up not being ruled Cowboys ball.
That was the right call. There was a shot of him on his butt or on his back, and he had the ball on his chest. It was the right call. I don't want to hear it. We got lucky that he recovered it, but it was clearly a recovery. So this butt recovery BS, that's not what happened.
I saw a clear recovery. I think that Giants won a fair game in the sense that they were in the spot to possibly make the playoffs.
And yes, the Pettis catch was controversial, and it probably should not have been a catch. Here's what I'll say to you there. Mike McCarthy had every opportunity to challenge that. So it's not on us that he didn't challenge that obvious, like, not even obvious. It was probably a drop. It was probably a drop. I will admit that. That's on Mike McCarthy. And for that reason, Dallas deserved to lose. So I don't want to hear it.
It's fair enough. Look, I think that that game, regardless of what you think, I think that the Giants won that game. Like, they deserve to win that game, obviously. But, okay, so let's go into the night game. So Giants right now are 6-10. They need Washington to lose to Philly, who is – okay, so going into the game last night, Philly is not starting, and Philly's not playing, more like. Here, let me just pull up their inactives real quick from last night. But basically, it was a good majority of their starters.
Oh, yeah.
So you have
– and these guys, let me get this out of the way, a lot of them were clearly not hurt.
Yep.
Doug Peterson – and that whole trash, loser, sorry excuse for an organization knew exactly what they were doing before the game even started.
Yeah, so look. So it says Carson Wentz isn't starting, or Carson Wentz isn't playing, more like. That's just more of – that's kind of like a punch to the face to Carson Wentz, I feel like. I mean, that's –
the fact that Carson Wentz didn't see the field and Nate Sudfeld did is enough.
Look, yeah, we'll talk about that in
of itself, on top of everything else that happened, that was so blatantly wrong, is enough to tell you what the problem was. It's just...
if you look on the injury report, on the inactive list, it says Carson Wentz and Alshon Jeffrey resting. So, obviously, like, there was some sort of...
and DeSean Jackson was not perfect.
DeSean Jackson, Miles
Sanders. I don't think Fletcher Cox was hurt. I don't think Derek Barnett was hurt.
Richard Rodgers.
This is just some of the most – yeah, Dallas Goedert, I think you said that. These guys all played last week. Now, listen, I don't know how those specific players are going to feel about being told they're not allowed to play their last game of the year because, you know, there's the fact that these guys probably want to win these games no matter what. That's the heart of a competitor. There's the fact that maybe these guys are playing for some incentives. You always see stuff like that in week 17. You get this amount of catches. You get this amount of yards. So whatever it is. You get an extra $100,000 or whatever it is. So they're getting benched for those two reasons. I'm sure they're not all that happy about that. And you can tell right from the get-go. I think I tweeted something or I said something on my Snapchat story back on Wednesday when I saw the inactives list, like, oh, ha, 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 the Eagles are throwing, because you see that they're sitting all these guys that are healthy. And you can call it, listen, the fact that the Giants went 6-10, and they 6-10 teams should not make the playoffs. I was saying all the way down the line, no one in the NFC East deserves a playoff spot. And I will stand by that.
Mm-hmm.
But it's the principle of the situation. It has nothing to do with anyone's records. When you sit 10 of your players and then in a 3-point game elect to go call a terrible play on 4th and goal at the 4 when you can kick a field goal to tie it, and then put in Nate Sudfeld, who would turn the ball over in consecutive possessions to effectively lose the game. Washington played terrible last night, and they had everything to play for, which leaves me to think, I mean, what would have happened if all these Eagles guys that wanted to go out there and, like, put on a show for their some of their last games? We don't know if Wentz is going to ever wear
midnight green again.
We don't know if Zach Ertz is ever going to wear midnight green again. We don't know about Jason Kelsey. We don't know about Cox. We don't know about Barnett. We don't know about any of these guys. You think they wouldn't want to go out there on national television and try to get a win? They probably don't care about Washington just as much as they don't care about the Giants. They're not winning the division regardless. And to drop from the 6th pick to the 9th pick, you're going to screw up the pick anyway. It doesn't matter. It's ridiculous. The principle of the whole situation. It looks bad on the league. It looks bad on the organization. You see the way they handled the Carson Wentz situation. How do you think Jalen Hurts feels about getting benched in the 4th quarter of a 3-point game when he can make his mark on the league and keep a team out of the playoffs on Sunday Night Football in game 256 of the year? That's 2 quarterback situations that you screwed up this year, Doug Peterson. That's 2. And if you think that if you're not getting fired and you've kept the locker room for the players who are still around, none of those guys are happy with how you coached that game last night. You got Chris Collinsworth on national television calling you out. He's saying, I don't think I could have ever done what the Eagles did tonight. Everyone knows what's going on. And yes, I'm biased. And yes, I'm salty. Because, of course, I would much rather be talking about, oh, yeah, the Giants are playing Tampa. Brady versus the Giants 3. That would be awesome. And listen, I'll fully admit that I'm biased here. And I know you're unbiased. And we're about to hear what you have to say. But the principle of the situation, no matter what, makes me so mad. Because I have never, ever, ever, in watching the NFL in my whole life, seen a more egregious example of a team trying to lose a single game. Just on purpose. Not like tanking over the course of a whole season. Not like you're tanking because you're going to get the number one overall pick and get a generational quarterback, because that's not what happened. They egregiously and obviously made a mockery of the league by losing so obviously on purpose. And it's a joke. It's a joke. And it has nothing to do with 6-10. And it has nothing to do with 4-11-1. There were playoff hopes on the line, and they went out there and played it like a preseason game. And I guarantee you the players aren't happy with the way the organization went about that, because that is a joke.
This is my take on this. So I've been asked before, what do you think about the NFL potentially putting in a draft lottery system for the draft? And I always say no, because you know what? There's 16 games compared to, for an NBA, let's say there's 82, 72 games, whatever it is for the.
I agree.
So this time, this is 16 games. Every player is going out there fighting to win. They're not going to lose on purpose. These players want to win the game. And you saw that with the Jets. You saw that with the Jets this season.
The Jets did it twice.
The Jets won 2 games at the end of the season that absolutely crushed their chances at getting the number one pick because they wanted to win. That's just how it is. You never want to lose a game on purpose, especially if you're in the situation where you haven't really won that much in the first place.
Yeah, but Anthony, riddle me this. What if the players don't even get a chance?
That's what I'm saying. Let me get
to that. What if the players are told that they're not going to play? What if your young rookie quarterback who's trying to make a mark and impress everyone in the league and go out there and play pretty well in the first half, despite having a shaky first couple of drives? What if he's going out there and he'll be able to have on his resume, in my rookie year, I beat the Washington football team and played spoiler, and I had a really good game, and I scored 4 total touchdowns, and the Eagles ended their season on a high note, and it kickstarts a great career. No. Now he's a tarnished reputation. Now Doug, he's a tarnished relationship with Doug Peterson. There is no doubt in my mind.
100%. Look, I think right now,
where's the trust in your joke of an organization right now? Where is it? Like, seriously, you're a joke, dude.
Okay, with 8:45 left in the fourth quarter, the camera zoomed in on Jalen Hurts. Now, by now, Jalen Hurts already is out of the game. Nate Sudfeld is going in. He mouths words that some guy, this is John Boy on Twitter. He said, "That's bullshit. This, yeah. We fucking scored, bro." So
yeah, when they went for it on fourth and goal, you mean? That must have been
what I think. No. I think by this point, Sudfeld's in and he's already taken out. Mm-hmm. So let's say right now. Actually, I'm not too sure of the exact point. I just saw it on Twitter. But what it is the Eagles were in a spot to win that game. And they clearly wanted to win the game. Look, you see Jalen Hurts. You see the players that were actually on the field. J.J. Arcega-Whiteside actually was getting touches, which was really cool to see in the sense that he hasn't been able to get anything done his entire career. But that doesn't matter. Right now, the Eagles were playing to win the game. And you know what? Their defense was playing absolutely phenomenal. And maybe that's just because Washington's offense is on its last legs, literally, because Alex
Smith. I just want everyone to know, and this has nothing to do with me being salty. Washington's defense is good. Tom Brady's going to put up 35 at least. I promise you. And yeah, I'm mad. I'm really mad. Yeah, look, continue. I'm very upset.
I believe that was I put this comment on the Philadelphia Eagles' most recent post on Instagram. Right now, I think I'm not even a Giants fan, but that was the most embarrassing display I've ever seen from a football team on a professional level ever in my 10, 11 years of watching football. Mm-hmm. I've never seen a team take out starters and purposely lose a game solely to get a better draft pick.
And they went from 9-6. If you're going from 4-1, I get it. If you don't make it so obvious that you're trying to lose with the pathetic game plan that you've had all year, by the way. So it's less that and more so that you're sitting your healthy, talented players in instead playing third stringers and practice squad players to evaluate your team. And then you go to a press conference and say you were coaching to win and you just straight up lie. It is just so, as an NFL fan, I would be upset. And people ask me why I hate the Philadelphia Eagles as an organization so much. It's because they do stuff like this so often. They are a loser organization and it makes me so upset because they go out and they do something like this against my own team and it just fuels the fire. It's unbelievable.
I think last night
I could talk about their fans. I could talk about their players. I could talk about their management. I could talk about that city all day. It is just an embarrassment.
I think last night solidified Philadelphia Eagles as being the trashiest team in the NFL, more than the Cowboys,
It's representative of that city, man. It's representative of their fans. It's representative of their owner and their coach. And honestly, you know how much I hate Carson Wentz. I can't help but feel bad that he didn't even get
bad for all the players.
He didn't even get a tryout in what was a meaningless game. And I say that in air quotes. He could have had a tryout for potentially going off to play in Indianapolis next year.
Okay, look.
Or somewhere else.
I don't know if you saw this I saw this on Twitter. Carson Wentz, Zach Ertz, the head of security for the Eagles, and Jason Kelce were all out on the field until 2, I think it was 1:30 a.m.
Just
by themselves talking. Because most likely this is the last time
I'd be shocked if those three step on the field as a Philadelphia Eagle ever again.
And look, if you go, obviously this has been tweeted around. I'm pretty sure you retweeted this. The whole thing that Jason Kelce said not even 2 weeks ago. Playing to win the game. You're not going to lose games on purpose for a better draft pick. And you know what? I believe that the players aren't at fault here. I don't think any player on the Philadelphia Eagles.
I don't think that the players wanted to lose. Sucks. And Jalen Hurts is at least a capable quarterback who is good enough to make plays and carry his team to a win in that situation. You didn't give your rookie quarterback a chance. You really think that you're evaluating players what does Nate Sudfeld have anything to do with your future when you turn around and say this morning that Carson Wentz is still going to be a part of the role on your team? There's no way that's true, first of all. And second of all, you also took Jalen Hurts in the second round last year and started him in your last five games. You are lying to yourself. Okay. It is so obvious what you did. You lost the game on purpose.
There is no way in hell that the Eagles didn't lose that game on purpose.
It was so clear. There's never been a more egregious example in 102 years since the 1919 Black Sox scandal where a team has so obviously lost a game on purpose. Can you think of it? Where they've specifically gone out and the coaches and the management said, we are going to lose this game at all costs. That's essentially what they did on national television with playoff hopes on the line. Like, I will ask Washington fans, are you proud of the way you won that game with two turnovers, making countless mistakes, and the Eagles clearly punting it away down three with the ball on the four? Are you proud of that? Are you proud of that? And listen, well, not that I'd be super proud of a 6-10 division title. Like, it has nothing to do with the Giants at this point, other than the fact that it's just embarrassing. It's a bad look on the league. It's a bad look on the whole league.
I think Washington could have genuinely won that game if the Eagles were playing and they were trying their hardest in the sense.
They definitely could have. And if they did, you wouldn't hear this rant right now.
Exactly. Because
the Eagles left it up to, they didn't even leave it up to chance. They said, we are going to lose this game no matter what.
The Eagles put out their literal third stringers, their third string quarterback for this entire season, Nate Sudfeld, and said, hey, we need you to go win this game week 17 that has multiple playoff hopes on the line. Not to mention the fact that it was 10 times worse because it was on national television at 8 o'clock that Al Michaels and Chris Collinsworth were both repeatedly criticizing throughout the game.
And if you're an Eagles fan, it's fine if you want to take the angle, oh, we don't care, we dropped 3 picks in the draft. That just says something about you as a person, first of all. But you know how I feel about those people.
Look.
But when you don't even recognize that it's a problem, you can know it's a problem and go full asshole as an Eagles fan. Just be a complete dick. Just be a dick and be like, oh, I'm glad that we did that. I love that everyone hates it. Nah, nah, nah. I hear it all the time. I hear it all the time. That's fine. Take that and run with it. But when you act like it's not even that big of a deal, the embarrassment that your organization just faced last night on national television, that everyone knows that your team is a fraud. Your team is a fraud, and everyone knows that now. For the recent future, everyone will remember that game, and that's the perfect way for the NFC East to end. They just threw the game. It's that simple. And if you don't even think that's embarrassing, that says a lot about you as a person and as a sports fan.
Okay, I don't know about you.
People are a joke.
I don't know about you, but in my mind right now, I am not going to remember Doug Peterson as the guy that brought up Carson Wentz that won the Super Bowl with Nick Foles.
I'm not going to remember him for the Philly special. I'm going to remember him for the rest of my life, and most people will, for throwing a game in the most obvious fashion. And this is the sort of thing where I'm dead serious. The Eagles should either they should be fine. Or I'm not saying this should happen, but I've heard talks of people suspending their pick because of how ridiculous and obvious this was. It's just not even funny. It's not a joke.
Look, I think right now, if the roles were reversed in the sense that the Cowboys beat the Giants, there would be so much more backlash in the sense that Cowboys fans, one, are a lot more crazy in the sense that I think Doug Peterson would be getting, you know what, I'm guessing that he is already, but he's probably getting like dozens of death threats.
The Cowboys are the media darling, so you're 100% right. But that doesn't mean people still aren't.
But look,
people are calling Giants fans soft. Like, any other fan base wouldn't be pissed about this. If this happened to the Eagles, these people bitch and moan better than just about any human beings on earth. Trust me, I would know.
Look, the Giants didn't.
Unbelievably hypocritical.
The Giants went 6-10. The Giants don't deserve.
The Giants did not deserve a playoff spot, but that's not the point.
Hold on. They were one game away from making the playoffs. They did everything that they had to do. So you know what? You can't use the excuse, oh no, they're 6-10. You don't deserve to make the playoffs, because they had the criteria to win the NFC East as long as Philly played a fair and real game.
And like I said, if they had played a fair and real game and lost, and they hadn't made it so obvious that they were trying to lose that game, you would not be hearing this conversation, people. You would not. I would have said, oh, it sucks. I'm happy for Alex Smith. I'm happy for Ron Rivera. But I can't be, because they didn't earn that win. They played a Pop Warner team last night.
I just want to say, I don't understand how Washington makes the playoffs with that shape of an offense. That offense
is fucking terrible. Like, that was horrible. Their defense is great, but like...
The Eagles' defense was the only thing keeping that team in the
Washington,
game.
You guys still have some serious... We have the Giants do too. The Washington has serious holes to fill. Alex Smith is not going to be your franchise quarterback. He's at best a game manager, and it's a great one.
No, he's a bridge QB, though.
No, like, good for him. He's not going to be your quarterback for the next 5 years. He's not going to be your quarterback for the next 3 years. This is another one of those... This is a flash in the frying pan for the Washington football team.
Look.
It happens every 5 or 6 years. It happened with RG3. It happened with Kirk Cousins. It's happening again. You can't find a quarterback.
Okay. You're with still Washington, nothing. Though. Washington, you can't blame them. Like, look.
No, I'm not even that upset. I'm salty towards Washington. Listen, I like Alex Smith and Ron Rivera, and I have no vendetta against Washington or their fans. The Giants typically own those guys. I really don't have a problem with them.
Look, Washington.
You know how I feel about the Eagles as a Giants fan living in South Jersey or Central Jersey. You know how I feel about them.
100%, of course.
People all around the nation who are football fans and like are honest people, and I'm not even trying to sound like I'm taking the moral high ground here. I said the same thing about the Houston Astros. They made a mockery of the sport. This is what the Eagles did, just in a reverse fashion. They made a mockery of the sport last night on national television.
That is not professional football. That is the complete opposite of what a professional football team should do.
Yeah, you're right. Like, I don't know how you can be an Eagles fan last night and be proud of – you can be like, oh, yes, we got the 6th overall pick. We're tanking. Ha, ha, ha. Like, real cool and great. Like, fun for you. What your team did last night was an embarrassment. And if the Giants did that to go from the 9th to the 6th pick, I guarantee you I would at least, at the very least – have the mental fortitude to see why it's a problem for the league and why it's a problem for the other teams involved. I would at the very least be able to see that instead of just acting like it's not a problem at all. Because some of these people are acting like it's not a problem at all. They're like, oh yes, because as an Eagles fan, it benefits me. If you can recognize it's a problem and still be in favor of it, that's one thing. If you're just so close-minded and stupid that you don't think it's an issue at all, this is why I hate Eagles fans. This is why I hate Eagles fans. And I know there are a lot of Eagles fans that listen to this show that are friends of mine.
And look, I have to say right now.
You guys are stupid when it comes to football. You guys are just stupid people.
Look, you cannot blame the Eagles players in any way. This is all Doug Peterson. This is all Eagles management in the sense that these players wanted to win and they didn't get the chance. And I think that's heartbreaking because you never want to do that.
It sucks for them. It sucks for them as a competitor. Like, it sucks.
It's upsetting. It's borderline, like, disgusting because
it's disgraceful. Like, do you think those guys are happy with what happened last night?
Of course.
Any
not.
Eagles fan with the mental fortitude to understand, please, please just listen to me. You understand that your players are not happy with what happened last night and that you will most likely screw up the 6th overall pick either way.
You lost
the general manager is a moron. He's a moron.
Look,
you picked Rieger over Jefferson. What do you think? So, what do you think is going to happen this year? If you pick Jamar Chase, he's going to suck. If you pick Devonta Smith, he's going to suck. If you pick Kyle Pitts, he's going to suck. If you take a pass rusher, if you take a quarterback, they're going to suck either way, because your team is a joke.
Yeah, that's pretty accurate.
I cannot wait. I cannot wait for the Philadelphia Eagles to walk into a fully packed 80,000 max capacity MetLife Stadium next year in Week 1. I cannot wait, because trust me, I will be there. I will be there. It's a joke. I will take the role of being that asshole fan from you guys. The only difference is my team has a history of winning. That's the only difference between mine and your guys. And my city isn't a scumbag piece of shit city. I mean, that's the only difference. I mean, I'm never going to get a job in Philadelphia after this show, but I don't care. I hate that place.
I'm sending this tape out to any of your future employers.
It's whatever, dude. Look, I'd rather work anywhere than have to root for any of those pathetic teams. What a I'm pretty sure that those four teams don't even have 10 titles between them. You know how sad that is? Those teams have existed for a long time. The Phillies have two World Series in 150 years. The Eagles have won Super Bowl in 55 tries. The Sixers haven't won since the 80s, and the Flyers haven't won since the 70s. Cry me a river. I really have no sympathy for any Philly fans. I really don't, because they're so annoying.
Okay, so before we wrap this up, I want you to give kind of your final message to, if you were able to speak to Doug Peterson right now in front of you, what would you say?
I'd look him right in the eyes and I'd say, you are a fraud. You're an embarrassment to the game you love. You've ruined two relationships with quarterbacks this year, which is just impressive. That's impressive. Because you think Jalen Hurts is happy with what happened last night? There's no way.
He showed
there is no way that for the rest of his relationship with Doug Peterson, he doesn't think in the back of his mind, man, he didn't let me go out and win that game. He didn't let me go out and win that game on Sunday night. You think for the rest of Doug Peterson's tenure in Philly, Jalen Hurts isn't going to have that in the back of his mind? That's the kind of thing that sticks with players, especially young players. You think Jason Kelsey's happy with what happened last night? You think Carson Wentz, whose relationship with the team is shattered, is happy with what happened last night? His last game as an Eagle, you think that's how he wanted it to go down? You think that a lot of these guys, Fletcher Cox, Brandon Graham, who came out with an injury later in the game, Derek Barnett, Do you think they wanted to end their careers in Philly like this? No. And it's also you can screw up another rebuild.
Okay, I'm going to focus on Jason Kelsey real quick for the next 30 seconds. Jason Kelsey has been the leader of this Eagles team and offensive line and just about everything for the past however many years. He has been the clear-cut captain of this team for so long, and he's shown the utmost respect, the utmost everything to the city of Philadelphia. He put out something 2 weeks ago saying how he never wants to be the team that doesn't that loses games on purpose, that doesn't play to win the game. So you're really going to take your best, most likely pretty much the best player that you've had in the past decade, the best offensive lineman that you've ever had as a Philadelphia Eagle, the captain of your team, the leader,
the guy that went up in front of your whole dirtbag city and said a speech in a Mardi Gras outfit and you all loved it. And you are spitting in his face, yes, by saying you are happy with what happened.
Stomping on everything
you are said. Pissing on his grave by doing that. And by grave, I mean his career as a Philadelphia Eagle, which is now likely over.
Yeah, talk about grave. That's disgusting. I think that that's the worst possible goodbye present that you can
have. And if you don't understand, you can say 6-10 all you want. You can say the Giants didn't deserve it all you want. You can say that the Eagles have sucked all year all you want. You're looking past the very principle of the fact that they went out there on national television and they lost a game on purpose with playoff implications on the line and a young quarterback trying to prove itself and players that will always go out there wanting to win in what many of them will be their last game in the midnight green. And you spit in their faces and you spit in the Giants fans' faces and you spit in America's faces, frankly. Imagine, like what you said earlier, imagine if that had been a Dallas Cowboy win on Sunday afternoon.
That would have been crazy. Do you know the amount of backlash?
And people are still upset. Trust, people are still very upset. But if you're taking the stance that what happened last night was okay, like, listen, teams tank. That's fine with me. For God's sake, your city's, your my favorite basketball team has been tanking for 8 years, okay? I get it. I get it. But when you go out there on Sunday night with the last game of the season, with playoff implications on the line, with barely anything to gain, and you lose the game on purpose that egregiously, that is an embarrassment. And that is a disgrace. And it makes the league look terrible. And it's just, I really don't have anything else to say. I've pretty much gotten everything out that I needed to say, because I'm kind of repeating myself at this point. And listen, over time, I'll forget about the 6-10 Giants in 2020 that missed the playoffs because of whatever reason, because they weren't that good, which is true. I won't forget that the Philadelphia Eagles, a scumbag organization, threw the game on purpose, more obviously than any team ever has in a long time in the NFL. So, I mean, can we think in all seriousness, try and think of an example where it's been that obvious that you're trying to lose a singular particular game. That
I've never seen something.
Have you ever seen anything obvious like that? You put in your third string quarterback in a 3-point game in the second half when your other two far more capable quarterbacks are healthy. Both trying to prove a point to people. And you say you're coaching to win. You guys just don't get, if you don't get that, then you got to do some soul searching as a sports fan. If you don't get why that's an issue. And, you know, you just take your cocky approach being like, haha, we screwed over the Giants. We get that it's messed up and we love that because we're Eagles fans and we're assholes. You can do that. That's fine. Acting like it was okay. Just stop. But, yeah, I mean, I'll get over it. I'm usually when one of my teams gets eliminated from playoff contention or when the Yankees get eliminated – or the Rangers when they were on their good run 3 or 4 years ago, it was more sadness. I don't think I've ever been more angry, just mad about an elimination. Just not even sad. I'm just mad. And that's how I know this goes beyond me being a Giants fan. This is about football. This is about football and about competition and sports in the United States. And Doug Peterson and Jeffrey Lurie and those guys just made a joke out of it. And it really sucks to see. This could have been a Titans-Jaguars game, and I would have said the same thing. Maybe not as passionately. Same message, though. I promise you.
Yeah, and, like, of course, like, as a Jet fan, I'm watching this from – I want the
Giants – from an unbiased perspective.
Yes, from an unbiased perspective. You know what? I don't really want the Giants to make the playoffs because I hate the Giants, but then I also do for the sake of the pod.
So I mean, we have that crosstown rivalry, and it's the same with the Yankees and Mets. But, like
– I think that the Giants deserve to make the playoffs in the sense that – the Eagles would have won the game if they were actually trying. You know what?
Because they weren't very good this year.
Even if you take out all
the fact that they didn't try, the fact that they didn't try is like, just make it less obvious, dude. Just make
even if you take out all your starters,
made it. There's been no more of an egregious example ever of trying to lose a specific game.
I think putting in Nate Sudfeld in the spot that the Eagles were in during that game, you can't make it any clearer than that. That you were trying to lose the game on purpose. And that's disgusting. That is not the game of football. That is not real NFL football. And I don't care what you say. That's disgraceful. That's not football. That's not how the game should be played.
Imagine telling Doug Peterson, the man who grew up loving the game for football, imagine telling him 20 years ago, you're going to blow a meaningless game to get three higher picks, to get a pick three games higher, like, or three rounds. Three picks higher. I'm sorry. I can't speak anymore, apparently.
And look, teams tank. Chris
Collinsworth said it himself. Most guys just don't have the morality to just bring themselves to do that. Most coaches wouldn't have the morality. Like, they have more moral high ground that they just wouldn't be able to bring themselves to do it.
All right.
Right? Mm-hmm. I mean, like,
horrible.
Chris Collinsworth said it himself. Like, he made it so unbelievably obvious.
Embarrassing.
Like, it could have been possible that he started all his players and, like, still wanted to go out there and lose. And we wouldn't have said a thing. We would have been like, dang, Giants put out a good effort at the end, but Washington came through. Good for them. But I can't help now for the rest of however long to think what might have happened if the Eagles played their players that were out there still trying to win. And a lot of them in their last effort as an Eagle. And that was stripped away from those guys. And that's a shame. It sucks for those guys as athletes. They're going to be left with a sour taste in their mouth of that organization forever. They'll always have that one Super Bowl. But that last taste, it's like Brett Favre, his last taste with the Packers. Like, we all know how that went down. I could see a lot of similar scenarios coming out of this. Maybe not to that magnitude because no one's Brett Favre in that instance. But it's just a shame. It really is. It sucks. It sucks.
All right. Well,
you have any final thoughts? Because I kept interrupting you throughout the show. That's
how. No, I mean, I completely get it. You're a Giants fan. You have much more passionate thoughts about.
And I'm going to get a lot of hate for this episode, and I do not care because you all know deep down that you guys, what you did was stupid and really, really effed up.
You pretty much hit on everything. As someone that isn't a Giants fan, that isn't a Washington fan, that isn't an Eagles fan, I think that was gross. I think that is not, I mean, I just said it, but that's not what football is. That's not what football should be. You're not playing for a higher draft pick. And you know what? I was hoping this entire season for the Jets to just continuously lose games so they got the first pick. But that doesn't...
But not once did Adam Gase, and Adam Gase sucks. Not once did Adam Gase go out there and try to lose.
Yes. Every.
I don't think that happened once. You never saw him benching healthy players. You never saw any of that. You never saw a lack of effort. You never saw any of this and all that.
Every down that the Jets played this season, they were trying to win all 16 games.
It's
not like they were good at it. The only time that I could say
the Jets were a bad team, but they played to win all 16 games.
Look, the only time that I could say, oh, the Jets might not have been trying to win was the last play of that Raiders game. And I think that has something to do with Greg Williams. I'm not going to dive into that because that's not what this is about. But regardless, the Jets played this entire season to win. And you saw that because they won the two games at the end of the year. And that completely messed up their draft choice. But you know what? Who cares? You don't play to lose for a draft choice. And that's eminent because you know what? The Jets aren't a good organization, but the Jets are a respected NFL team.
What the Jets did didn't make a mockery of the other 31 teams in the league.
Exactly.
The Jets were just they were a shitty football team this year. And that happens. That happens. You have really crappy years, especially when you're dysfunctional like the Giants and Jets. But what happened last night, if you're failing to see, and you have to look past the whole 6-10 part. You have to look past all that because no one deserved to win that division. Let's be real.
No,
you look past that and look to the point that all like with playoff implications on the line, regardless of the record, the Eagles went out there and they tried to lose. That's an embarrassment. Any way you slice it, especially when you make it that obvious. It's been never been more blatant in.
Yeah, ever.
I could go on and on. We could talk about this for hours. We could repeat the same points for hours, but I would just like to reinforce one final time before we close this out that this is why I have no respect for that organization, for those fans, for those coaches, for the management. I have more respect for the players now than I did yesterday afternoon. But
there.
That's about it.
That just about wraps up.
I'm steaming right now, and I'll get over it.
Emotions are not.
They're playing well, and they have a game tonight, and I'm going to watch and. Make me hopefully feel a little better. Maybe we'll beat the Hawks tonight. But right now we're 500, and we have a better record than the Nets. And the Rangers start in 10 days. So
better days are coming.
Rangers Islanders in 10 days. And I need to find someone to do a Rangers season preview with us because I know you don't know enough about hockey yet.
All right. I
mean, yeah, you'll get there. But
I'll get there.
You get the point. You're going to watch a lot of hockey this season. But right, anyway, Giants-Jets season's over. Recap coming later in the week. We'll talk Knicks too. We'll preview the Rangers soon. We're going to try to start doing two episodes a week. I know we said that already, but we got lazy with the holidays. Sorry. But
oops.
I don't know. Today's Monday. We'll probably put this up like either right away or Tuesday morning. And then, yeah. I guess maybe like Friday or Saturday we'll have an episode. But as always, my socials are Kyle Keegan, but the L is a one. That's Kyle and E Keegan on Instagram and Twitter. If you want to follow us on Instagram and TikTok, it's at Big Apple Sports Media. We haven't posted on TikTok in like a couple of days. I think that's just also we got lazy with the holidays. But I guess with the Knicks and Rangers, it's going to be posting a bunch. Maybe the Yankees will do something. Maybe the Mets will do something. They've both been pretty quiet. And if you want to follow us on Twitter, it's at Big Apple SP Media. All right, you're up.
Yeah, but I'm Anthony Evangelista 7 on Instagram, Anthony EV7 on Twitter. Fun times this weekend for us as football fans, as you could tell from the past 40 minutes. Thank you all for listening, and we'll see you next time.
Thanks, guys.